Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Influence, social influence, that's my topic. You know, I've been interested in this topic for many years. When I was studying at Queen's University, this is in Kingston, Ontario, for my doctorate degree, it was back in the 60s, I had to perform and conduct an original research study and come up with findings that would be able to be published and would advance science. Well, I chose the topic of social influence. Who are the people who influence others? And then I did a second study in terms of who's able to hypnotize someone else. So what are the qualities of a hypnotist? What are the qualities of a social influencer? And I published the study, and it was recognized within the profession as being contributory to our knowledge in that particular area. So I've maintained some interest in this issue of social influence over the years. Now, recently I came upon an article from the Wall Street Journal. Now, the Wall Street Journal publishes periodically a series of statements from well-known people around a particular topic. And the topic that caught my attention was influence. That was the topic of the month, influence. And they selected six people to comment on the influence, or the word influence, in their life. I'm going to give you just a little bit of the results of this little project and what some of these people of influence say about influence. First, Mark Cuban. Now, you may not know Mark Cuban, but he is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. It's a basketball team, and he's an entrepreneur, he's an investor, and well-known, and he tweets a lot. He's a tweeter. And he makes this statement: I always try to be a consumer of information. Consumer from the things that I put out there to stimulate interest in others and to gain information from others. He goes on to say this. Here's my approach. If you look at my blog, he says, I tweet. I always try to end my tweets this way. Tell me what you think. Tell me if I'm wrong. Or he'll just say the word, any thoughts? What he's trying to do there is to convey influence and to interact with people of influence. Because he says when you have an audience of a million, you can become a stronger influencer by learning from your audience. Now there you are. You can be a stronger influence when you learn from your audience. Whether your audience is a million or your audience is only one. Ask. Get information. Get feedback. And that will make you a stronger influencer in their life. And you'll learn information to be influencer in the lives of other people beyond those that you're dealing with at the present time. So there you are. Now, what about Gabriel Union? Well, Gabriel says this. Yeah, Gabriel's an actor, by the way. She's an author, and she's a producer. She says, I try to use my time in the shine to influence folks to live their best, most authentic lives, and to understand that to be vulnerable, to lead with radical transparency, is not putting your weakness on display and giving the opposition ammunition to take you out. It is freeing yourself from the shame that surrounds your challenges. Okay, there you are. Good point. Radical transparency. Be known. Let your thoughts be known. Be transparent. Let people come to know you. She goes on to say this. There are so many ways. There are billions of ways because there's billions of people, billions of journeys. And I can't claim that your way or my way is the only way. So she says this. That's where I think a lot of influencers can get caught up in believing that their own hype and believing that all of their decisions are the only way and that you can exist, or the only way you can exist in this world. Well, she makes a good point there. You are not the only person. You are one person. Your ideas are important, but it's only one idea. Other people have ideas. It's the blending, it's the coming together of ideas where influence takes place. But be part of the action. Be part of the discussion. Be part of the event. Be part of the interchange. Be part of the dialogue. Make your wishes known. Make your position known. Make your ideas known. But also then learn from others. Yours is not the only way. Yours is one way. Well, now what about Eva Longoria? Now, Eva Longoria is an actor. She's a producer, and she's a director of a show. So she says this about the media. The media will define you, and they'll tell you who you are. You're the American sweetheart. You're America's bad girl. You know, or whatever. She says, I was already too set in who I was to be defined by anybody else. Here's what she said. I come from a family of philanthropy. So even before I had a platform or voice, I was involved in charity and volunteerism. Once I became famous, I realized the spotlight I had and how I could redirect it. Very interesting. She goes back to her family home. She goes back to her family influence. Being raised in a family of influencers through finances, where they gave money and influenced people and influenced programs, influenced systems and whatever. She says, I was influenced by that. And you know what? She followed the same pattern in deference to what the media was trying to make her into. You have to resist to have, to be. Okay, then we go on to Francisco Clark. Francisco Clark is the founder and CEO of a skincare company. And he says, people are uncovering how easily we can be manipulated. And he refers to Facebook and Apple and the iPhones and TikTok and various forms of social influence. But he ends his article by saying this, I look at influence as more of the point of view of understanding the other person and connecting with the other person. So he says you understand the other person, you connect with the other person, you talk to the other person, you come to know the other person, and influence results as a result of that. Influence happens. Influence emerges as a result of knowing someone, understanding someone, connecting with someone. So that's the process. You are an influencer as you understand others, as you connect with other people, as you're part of their life, and you let them become part of your life. And then lastly, Yancey Yates. She's a costume designer. And she always said, I cut out patterns properly for the dresses I design. But I was really influenced by designers who had their own independence. In other words, not to follow a pattern, not to follow a crowd, not to follow a tradition, but to be independent and to seek independence and admire people who were independent. And then she ends her statement this way. I take huge amount of influence from paintings. Now, she's a fabric designer. So paintings become a very important source of influence in her life. She subjects herself to paintings as a source of influence upon her and her thinking and her work and her style and her creativity. So what do we learn from all this? Yes, influence is a social behavior. We allow people and events and situations to influence us, and we put ourselves in a position to be a person of influence upon others and other systems and the social community and the social mores of the time and the social thought of the day. It's an interaction. One time you're an influencer and another time you're influenced, and it's a playoff between those two. But you're in the action of influence. You're in the arena of influence, and that's the place to be. So the question is, what about your influence? How do you influence people? And how do you let people influence you? From whom do you seek influence? To whom do you try to share your influence? Anyway, that's worth thinking about. Are you a person of influence? How do you do it? And how do you gain the spirit of influence and the skills of influence? And how do you express it? How do you live it? And how do you let it come into your life? Well, that's the topic of the day, and glad you're with me, and thanks for joining in. And go ahead and be an influencer. Think it through as to how it fits into your life. Bye for now.